Hey guys, have you ever thought about starting your own podcast like I'm doing here? I used to have a radio show on the internet and I absolutely loved it. The downside was I had to pay to be the host. I had to pay a lot of money. I loved my show and I still had lots more to say. I just didn't want to pay so much to have conversations with you. That's when I found Anchor. I am so excited because Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, distributing, and monetizing my own podcast. Instead of me paying out a lot of money, I have the potential to get paid for using my voice and talking about what is important to me and hearing your stories. I love connecting with all of you, and Anchor has given my voice to you. So if you're ready to start your own podcast, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Thanks for joining the Gay with God community. Welcome back to Awakened Hearts. I am your host, Midge Noble. I welcome you here because I believe that everyone is on earth to serve a sacred contract. I believe that we were all created to be compassionate, loving, and kind to ourselves and to all living souls. I believe that we can awaken our hearts and heal old wounds. I believe that we all have the power to transform our pain into our most authentic, spiritual, compassionate, and best selves. I believe we deserve to feel empowered, to speak up and set boundaries, and be valued by those we love and respected by those we meet along our path. So tonight, I want to go a little bit deeper and talk about divine winks and alignment, and how that affects us, and how it can either hold us back or push us forward. So, divine winks are all about having things show up and not be really a coincidence. It is because you're in the right place. Some people will say it's like the green lights and the best parking spaces. So if you expect that things will work out for you and you're staying aligned with the creator of all that is, your divine, your God, however you identify that connection to source that we all have the ability to have, those things begin to become more common. So I can actually go down the road, and if I'm really manifesting it and expecting it, I can get from point A to point B with green lights. And it's been amazing. And even my spouse has said, "Hey, are you doing the green light thing? Because, you know, we've had a couple of red lights." And so then I might bring my focus back in and I'll focus more on green lights. So it's amazing how our intention and what we choose to focus on can really draw back to us the same energy. You know, we've spoken before about the law of attraction, and that really is a universal law. Just like the law of gravity, you throw it up, it's going to come down. The law of attraction is that if you put it out there, whether you put out the good or you put out the bad, you're going to get something back in like kind. It may not be the exact same thing, but it's going to be the same type of energy. So I want us to be really clear that divine winks may happen, but you may not realize it. But the more you're looking for it and the more you're expecting it, the divine winks are going to come. And it's very exciting to know that you are co-creating in this universe and that you have that connection to bring the things to you that you want to have. But it's not just about expecting those green lights to turn, you know, or the red lights to turn to green. The alignment is really, really important. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. But let me tell you about some things that showed up this week for me that I consider divine winks. So I am taking enrollments for the course that I'll be starting in November. And I got one of the checks in today for the course. And it was one of those things that I kind of expected it to happen. I knew it was going to happen. But when it came, it was like, yay, because that's, you know, more of that really cool energy of abundance that I'm putting out to the universe that I can attract back to myself. The other cool thing that happened this week was that I've been planning this course in my head. I've done some preliminary webinars for overviews, but I hadn't really, you know, put it into a formal format. I had it, you know, kind of out there, and I had done a presentation online for the Facebook Live, but I hadn't really gotten everything else together. There were like pictures I wanted to pull together and certain quotes I wanted to use, and I just hadn't pulled it together. It was almost like I felt a little stuck. And then last night, I started with one slide, and I got the whole thing all formulated and the way that I want it. Unless I go back and look at it again, I guess. But I've got it really, really down pat for right now. And I felt really good about it because it was like, you know, I had been thinking about it and thinking about it and thinking about it, and then realized that at the end of this week, I'm going to my LPCANC, Licensed Professional Counselor of North Carolina conference this weekend. And so that pretty much takes all that time out as far as planning and getting things, you know, ready. So my divine wink with that was that I was on a roll last night. I mean, once I did that first slide, it was like I was just propelled forward and I couldn't stop the thoughts from coming. And it was just really, really wonderful to be in that space of allowing and to be able to pull all that together. And I felt really connected. And then today, well, this started a few days ago. Someone that I knew, heard me talk about something I was concerned about, that I was looking to transition and going into this coaching. And I was really concerned about, you know, things that would be changing for not just me, but for my clients. And I got a call today where this person that I didn't even know that I was connected to by our mutual friend could most possibly be the one key role that's going to be there available to me as I transition to, you know, my next adventure. So it's so amazing that I wasn't manifesting her. I was manifesting some completion toward the end and to make sure that everything was taken care of. And I got an indication today by my divine wink that things are always working around for me. Earlier last week, I had, you know, one of those, how you ride the wave sometime. And I was in one of those spots of I was overwhelmed and I didn't know exactly what I was doing and things didn't seem to be working out. And I felt like I was pushing. And I was getting a lot of resistance back. And the key thing to think about is that I was pushing, and so I got pushed back. When you are in a state of allowing, and you just are able to just be in that place of just releasing and allowing, you're flowing forward. But when you are in that space of pushing and resistance, then that's what you get back. And although we know this, in the moment of panic or anxiety or being stressed or overwhelmed, we're not focusing on calming down and allowing. We're focused on control. So being in alignment is all about releasing and allowing the creator of all that is to just do his or her thing. And I just think we know these things, but because we're earthbound and because we have ego, a lot of times we think we're the only one that can pull this off. And we will just continue to get in our own way so successfully sometimes. I say often, oh, we struggle so successfully. And I don't know why we, you know, continue to find ourselves back in that moment except for We are earthbound and we are not perfect, which is fine. But, you know, it would be nice, and it will be nice, when I'm able to stay in that place, because it feels so good, right? It's like when you work out and you feel so energized and you feel so great and you're like, whoa, that made such a big difference. And then we may work out for, you know, several weeks, and then something happens. Maybe we get a head cold and we can't bend down, or, you know, we go on vacation or whatever happens, and we get out of that groove of doing that workout. And even though we can remember how great we felt to drag our body up out of bed in the morning and try to get ourselves somewhere to work out, it takes forever to get back into that structure. And it didn't take us long to get out of it, but it sure takes us a lot longer to get back in it. And I think that's what happens with us spiritually. I think that we close our heart off and we don't want to feel anything, and we just want to hunker down and get through it. But when we do that, one, we're out of alignment, because we can't close off our heart and be in alignment, because that's our you know, motivation source. That's where we are. That heart space is exactly where we need to be if we're going to be in alignment. So just like with anything else, though, when we lock it down, the problem is we don't put the energy out that we want to put out, but we can't receive the energy back. So I talk a lot sometimes about the tree analogy for me. So if you can imagine that the Creator is a tree trunk, and we are the extensions or the branches of this source. So it is a solid structure that is sturdy, always there, you know, going to be there. And as the branches, we're going to flourish because we have connection to the source that's grounded in the roots of all that is, and we have access to that strength in the ground, and we also have the view of the future from the branches. So we know we're grounded, we know we're solid, we know we're connected, and we can see the best of what can happen. But sometimes we'll take ourselves and we'll just break our branch off and think we can do it on our own. And we kind of propel ourselves away from the trunk of that source, and we're out there in no person's land. And it's dark over there because we're not connected to the light and the source and the energy, and we're out there kind of on our own. And that's a pretty sad place to be. And it's also out of alignment with all that we can be. And sometimes we struggle successfully to get ourselves back to where we need to be. The feelings that we have when we're out there, that's when we feel the fear. That's when we feel the overwhelmment. That's when we feel anger and resentment and all of those low energy emotions that cannot serve us well. We think sometimes that fear is going to serve us because it's going to protect us. But I heard Marianne Williamson talk today in a mini course that I was able to download, and she talked about how when we are in a state of fear, we cannot see the miracles because fear is going to block that. And when we can release the fear and surrender the fear, that's when the miracles can show up. So to stay connected and to be one with all that is the only way that we're going to be able to reach those branches up, you know, to stay connected in the first place and to be able to draw back to us everything that we want. So alignment is all about the energy of feeling tapped in, turned on to the zest of life, to be able to look at our gifts, to own the impact that we can have in this universe, to know without a shadow of a doubt that we are in the right place at the right time doing the right thing. even if we're not really happy about it. You know, the happiness isn't about, you know, always having exactly the things we want. Sometimes alignment is supposed to be struggle. We can be aligned and still struggle, but it's the perfect storm of being safe and still feeling that struggle and allowing that struggle to happen. See, that's where I get tripped up. I used to always say, I don't want to pray for faith because I know I'll get tested. Or I don't want to pray for patience because then I know that I'm going to get frustrated. So I must have said that too long, because then now, you know, I have it all coming back to me, because the universe doesn't acknowledge the word no or not. So whatever I'm dwelling on, honey, it's coming my way. So, you know, get out of the way, duck or whatever, but you're probably going to get it. So you just have to, you know, stay in that place of allowing, even through the struggle, to ask those questions of what is this here to teach me? How can I learn? What can I learn from this? And just be in that space of being uncomfortable until a divine wink comes. And that's when it usually happens. Like when you're sort of at that last place where you just don't know what else to turn, but you stay aligned, and then you get a divine wink. You get someone calling you, or you get, you know, you look at a magazine or a book and you see a quote that's exactly what you needed to hear. It always comes somehow, some way. There's going to be something that presents itself to you so that you can figure out a direction. Today, one of my divine winks was I was just inspired all of a sudden to pursue doing community love offering speaking engagements. And for me, what that means is that right now in the space that I am in, you know, I want to be able to reach out to people that I know at this moment in time will never know what I'm here to talk about, will never see me, don't know me, probably don't care to know me at this point, that they have no knowledge of what I may be able to offer them in their place of pain that can make it easier. So instead of, you know, forcing a speaking engagement, you know, I want to be able to offer these, you know, love offering, community love offering engagements, where I can come to someone's church or the school or a doctor's office or somewhere where there will be people who need to hear this message of, you know, looking forward and staying connected and being positive and finding out who they are and how all these old wounds can be, you know, transformed and released so that they can go into the path of alignment and abundance and joy. So if I can access, you know, groups of, you know, people who need to hear this message and be able to just accept a love offering, you know, without doing a speaker fee, without doing all that stuff, just go and show up. And if you got something out of it, drop something in the bucket. And here's my name. And if you need me, this is what I can offer you. If you're in this kind of pain, if you're feeling like you're not seen or heard, or that you have no value, or that you don't think you should be here, I'm here. I'm that beacon of light that you can connect to. And then you'll know that you are worthy. You are being seen by me. You are being heard by me. It's very important to me that people don't feel like they don't matter. I don't want people to feel that. Haven't we all from time to time felt like, what is my purpose? And, you know, why am I here? And who would miss me if I was gone? Or, you know, we all kind of, I think, you know, we get in those moments where we just wonder. We just wonder. You know, another divine wink that I had this week was that I was able to go to see my uncle and my aunt. My aunt happens to be, you know, very ill right now. She's had some mishaps along the way. She's going to be fine. I really believe that. I think she's going to, you know, come out of it. But I went down to the ICU to visit with my uncle and to offer support to him and my cousins if they were there, and just to be able to spend time there. And you know, my uncle is just the coolest guy. I just always loved him. And of course, still do. He was a minister for 53 years, serving 50 of those years in the same church. They loved him. They didn't even want him to leave when he did retire. He's been just such a blessing to so many people. And spending time with him this weekend was such a validation of for me. He was able to connect to me on a level that we hadn't connected in a while. And one of the things that he gifted me with was an assessment of the live webinar that I had done. And he talked to me about what impact it had on him. And he gave me a lot of really positive feedback about how he believes that this path that I'm on is absolutely right for me. And even though I feel it's right for me, it was such a gift to hear someone I respect to offer that back to me. And I accepted that because I do believe that I have a gift to connect to people. And I do believe that it is powerful and I love it. That's why I was so excited to find, you know, Anchor and to be able to do this podcast for you guys, because the words that are in me cannot be contained. And so to find this format and to be able to speak to people every week and to talk to you guys, it just means the world to me. And I hope that you're getting as much out of it as I'm getting out of it by presenting my thoughts to you. So, alignment for me is being in that feeling of just bliss, even though some things may come in and cloud it a little bit. The alignment is really powerful, and it just feels like you're wrapped in this blanket of safety, but you also have that edge of excitement because you know that the best is still coming. Even though it might be good now, the best is still coming. And I'm just really pleased when I can find myself in that space. Am I always aligned? Absolutely not. Because last week, you know, I was in that space of and feeling like everything was going to go a little bit south. But then if you practice this enough that even when you get detached a little bit, it takes less time to come back to the source. And that's what we need to keep in mind, is that, you know, the source is there, and if we've moved, it's up to us to come on back. We're not, you can't wait for the bus to come get you. You've got to do the work to get back into alignment. And that work is usually, you know, number one, you got to figure out that you're detached. You got to surround yourself with that tribe we talked about, get those little naysayers out of the canoe, and get yourself back to positive people who can assist you if you need assistance to get back in alignment. And then you do your silence. You know, you go in silence and you just allow that cushion to come back around you. And that's the sweet spot, when you can just get into silence and just feel that presence. And then out of that, that's where the divine winks come from. So when you get silent, God is speaking to you. And then you have to then look for that in real time. So I don't hear a booming voice. I've never seen a burning bush. But what I get are these divine winks where, oh, this person's going to call you. Pay attention, because I gave that to you. My uncle said this, told this great joke, which I will butcher, and I'm sorry, but he told this joke of this guy that was in knew that a flood was coming and people needed to be evacuated. And so, you know, the evacuation crew came in and they said, you know, you want to come with us? We're going to get everybody out of here. No, I've talked to God, and he says that he's going to take care of me. I'm going to be fine. And the flood started coming, and he had to, you know, stay in his house because the floodwaters were all around him. And a canoe came through and said, "Hey, you know, we're here to rescue people. You want to get in the raft, the canoe?" And he says, no, I've talked to God. He's going to take care of me. I'm going to be fine." And then the floods kept rising. He had to get up on his roof. A helicopter came with their little basket thing, and they hollered down to him and said, "Get in the basket." He goes, no, I'm going to be fine. God said he's going to take care of me." And the man drowned. He went up to heaven, and he was really ticked off. And he says, "I want to see God, and I want to see God now." And he was able to have an audience with God, and he just started getting so angry. He said, "You said you were going to take care of me. You said that you had me and that I was going to be fine." He says, "You let me down. Why did you do that?" And God goes, "Hey, I sent you the first patrol. I sent you a canoe, and I sent you a helicopter. Why didn't you get in it?" So sometimes we're expecting, you know, something, and then we miss everything else that's there for us. So we really have to be paying attention, because, you know, there are no coincidences. Everything that happens is either for us or a time for us to be there for someone else. But everything has a purpose, and it's all interconnected, and it's all working itself out one way or the other. And if we're aligned, then we're going to allow Creator to do what has to be done, to work it out in the highest and best way. Will it always be my way? Maybe not. But if I'm trusting and I believe that things are going to work out in the highest and best way, then I have to be willing to allow things to happen. Yes, I'm going to do things. I'm not going to just sit back and say, "Take care of it." Because when I get those inspirations, or, you know, I start to get enthusiastic about something, or, you know, I get an idea to call someone, I'm not going to let that pass up, because that's me putting my faith in action, and I'm doing my part so that I will stay aligned with when the next divine wink or the next twist or turn is going to happen. You know, I heard a long time ago that someone said it's a lot easier, you know, for us to be turned if we're moving, but sometimes to get us started, it takes a while. So if I'm already moving in the direction that I want to go, and I'm taking cues from the universe as to what direction I might need to follow, if I'm moving, I'm still going to be going in some direction, and hopefully it's the right one. So, you know, be aligned, stay present, stay aware of the things that come into your life and what purpose they may serve. So alignment is also about, you know, surrendering. It's about accepting what is in ourselves and out in the world, because we can't fix everything. So there are some things out there that I have no impact on. So I want to be able to surrender to the highest and best good and release that, instead of needling it and picking it to death and making it try to be something that maybe my ego is asking for. And I need to be able to surrender to the highest and best good. I need to accept the fact that not everybody's going to think like me. Not everybody's going to do it my way. I need to accept the fact that different paths can often lead to the same destination. So like if I say divine or creator of all that is, someone says God, someone says Yahweh, someone says Great Spirit, then all of that is still going in the same direction. And it's all returning back to love as the basis anyway. So we surrender to the highest and best good. We accept that things are going to be as they are, and we try to accept without judgment, but that doesn't mean that we aren't proactive when there's danger or when there's, you know, horrible abuse. We need to be able to do whatever we're going to do, though, through compassion. How can I look at something that displeases me, that is difficult or harmful to someone else, but try to solve that through compassion, through love, drawing the love in and putting the love back out. You know, that's key. We have to be based in love if we want to stay aligned. And to be able to look at the abundance of what I can offer someone and watch the abundance flow back in. Everything is an energy, and everything is always evolving and resolving. And so we need to be able to look at how we can fit ourselves into this space and feel like we are connected and aligned and hopeful for the highest and best outcome. So I hope that tonight you've been able to take a look at, you know, where are you on that spectrum? You know, are you like a newbie in your spiritual walk, and you're just starting to get a thought about it, or that maybe there is something about all of this? You know, are you a seasoned pro in your spiritual walk? None of us are perfect, but I do believe, you know, that on the spectrum, you know, some of us, and you guys have been practicing a long time, and you do have a really good calm sense of yourself. Most of us are probably somewhere in the middle there. And some days we have great days and sometimes we don't, but it's all okay. And even in your darkest times, you know, if you are feeling like you're just completely detached, find someone that you trust and let them in on what's going on and let them help you. You know, that's why we're all here. We're all here to reach out to each other. So, you know, in the business that I'm in, And being able to know that change does occur, that we all have the power to change. We deserve to be seen and heard. We deserve second chances. We deserve to be a part of the highest and best outcome, not only for ourselves, but for others. So with that in mind, I want to close tonight by reminding you that I am doing the online course starting in November, on November 7th, Awaken the Fire in Your Soul. It's going to be so much fun, and we're going to be able to look at different kinds of ways to empower you. One of the things I'm going to talk about is, who are we, and how do we find who we really are in our core? And I found this great graphic, and I want to share the words that are on this picture. Every life starts with a spark of love, a spark of joy. That spark soon started a burning fire that is your life. You can choose to let the flames die or to make something beautiful. It's your choice. It's your choice. So what are we going to do with it, guys? How are we going to evolve? Are we going to stay stuck, or do we want to move forward? So I hope that if you are inspired, if you feel that little fire burning in you, and I said, awaken the fire in your soul, if you want to know who you are and how you can set your course to the most abundant and empowered life, please connect with me. You can write me at secondchances@embarkmail.com. You can message me on Facebook. You can, message me here. Remember that if you want to send a message, all you have to do is download the Anchor mobile app, and you can send a message that I can return here from the Anchor page. So please connect with me. If you're looking for a coach to guide you and support you and believe in you on your journey, please connect with me. I am here and I believe in you. So I hope that this has been helpful and supportive for you. Know that I am here if you need me, and I am so proud to be a part of this show and to be able to bring you these words that I wish somebody had told me a long, long time ago. So the things I'm telling you are things that I wished I'd known many, many years ago. But the timing is always perfect. And so I now have these words to share with you. So have a good night, everybody. Have a wonderful rest of your week. And remember, you are seen, and you are heard, and you are worthy. Namaste.